Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Dr. Ann Klein. She is a member of the Board of Directors of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, representing business in East Central Minnesota. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So we wanted to talk a little bit today about online high school. This is something that has been in existence for a little while, and but I don't know that everybody is completely tuned in on that and how it impacts rural Minnesota.
Sure. Thank you. Well, first of all, when we look at growth in rural Minnesota, which in some areas of Minnesota could be maintaining stability of the population, it's really a triad. You have business, people, and community. And what I want to talk about this morning is kind of focusing on that community, specifically related to education. There are times when traditional high school is just not a viable option. There could be medical reasons. It could be schedule. A student might not be successful in high school in the traditional face-to-face environment. Could be family status. And what MINOS, which is the short word for Minnesota Online High School, it is a charter school. It's a .org versus the .com. Allows is for students to earn their high school diploma, and they go through graduation like any other high school, through an online environment, which allows them more flexibility in order to earn their high school diploma.
And obviously it's going to be a different experience, but perhaps, as you point out, for some that's a real benefit.
Absolutely. And probably one of the biggest questions is, you know, the social aspect. And at Minnesota Online High School, they have a teacher-driven curriculum. Their student ratio is 13.5 versus the Minnesota average is 16. But they also utilize, for example, something called advisory, where every week all the students in a group, and they're a group for the entire year, get together and meet online, and they can interact using technology in an online environment. So it's just not, here's your curriculum, go off and do it yourself. It's really getting that engagement. And one of the things we found is that students who wouldn't normally participate in a typical traditional high school environment are interacting and forming, you know, very strong relationships.
That's a kind of a fascinating thing that never even occurred to me, but there are, let's call it shrinking violets out there who don't necessarily participate in an environment where you're sitting in a room with, you know, let's say 20 other students.
Absolutely, and so you get the more engagement. In fact, there's been studies that have found that online learners learn more than the traditional face-to-face.
Well, I sure appreciate your perspective on the Minnesota Online High School. I appreciate your time. Dr. Ann Klein, a member of the Board of Directors of the Center for Rural Policy and Development, representing business in East Central Minnesota. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you very much, and you all have a great day.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.